Hello, I'm Ursula James. I'm a hypnotherapist, an author, and a patron of Anxiety UK. Welcome to HypnoSOS, short hypnosis sessions to help you get through the day. There are lots to choose from, with different subjects from stress management, reducing anxiety, better sleep, and many more. Each episode is around 15 minutes long, containing relaxation and lots of positive, but different, suggestions each week. If you haven't listened before, please take note of the following instructions. If not, you can skip forward to the chimes where the session will begin. Find a time and a place where you can be as undisturbed as possible. You can sit down or lie down, it doesn't matter which, as long as you can be comfortable. Use headphones. It really does improve the experience. If anyone or anything disturbs you while you are listening, you'll deal with it. Close your eyes again, take three deep breaths, and you can continue from where you left off. It is important for you to know that you are and you remain in control throughout the session, and that you do not do anything else while listening to the hypnosis, especially not driving. Finally, you can learn more about me, the MP3s I offer on all kinds of subjects from phobias through smoking to anxieties and weight loss on my website. You can also find my books there and access a free online self-hypnosis course. Just go to ursulajames.com. You will also find information on my other podcasts, Petrified Voices and The Soul Midwife, audio versions of my two books. You'll find this information in the episode notes below. And as ever, if you find this podcast useful, be kind enough to share, follow, and of course, please leave a review. And if you do have any suggestions about future sessions you might like, put them into your review. Thank you. Time now to relax and enjoy this week's episode of HypnoSOS. Welcome to the 100th episode of HypnoSOS. I'm not sure I can quite believe it either. As appropriate, I'm going to make suggestions to look back on your achievements as a way of helping you be positive in future. I hope you enjoy this week's episode. Sit down or lie down now, if you haven't already. And close your eyes, if you haven't already. Make yourself as comfortable as you can, and as you do, you can take a nice, deep breath. A deep and peaceful breath that will help you to begin to and continue to engage with this process in the best possible way for you. Throughout this process, you are and you remain completely in control. And if there are sounds or sensations around you, you can notice them momentarily and then just let them go. This is your time, a time to rest, a time to relax. A time to recharge, and this time to remember some of the amazing things that you've achieved. It is slightly ironic and a little sad that when we're stressed or tired or just too busy, we can often forget to remember and to appreciate who we are. The journey that we've had. The experiences that have made us into this unique individual. And regardless of what has happened in your life, there is one thing that is constant. You have overcome, you have achieved. Even if you don't think it, you have. Everything you have ever known, everything you have ever done, everything you have ever experienced, you have become stronger through it, even if perhaps you don't feel it. You have achieved many things. You are unique. And in these moments, it is time to reconnect, not necessarily with the memories, but with the feelings that are associated with having achieved something. Even if you feel all you did was just get through, you have achieved something. So for a moment, just for a moment, I'd like you to focus in on your breath. Focus in on your breath and take a nice deep breath in and hold. Hold and release it now. Let your muscles relax. Allow any negativity to float away on that out breath. And you can do it again, two more times. Deep breaths, whenever you're ready, letting them go, whenever you need to, and allowing anything which has no place in these moments of peace to simply float from you. And you can, and you will, go deeper, deeper, deeper still, deeper, deeper, deeper still. Into these moments of peace. And you can find that your body starts to allow you to sigh. To release your breath. To help you go deeper and deeper into these moments of peace, deeper and deeper into a connection, deeper and deeper, relaxed. And without you doing anything else at all, the more relaxed you become, the memories the feelings associated with your achievements will start to be carried towards you. On your in-breath, inspiration, breathing in, inspiring yourself with associations and memories of your own achievements, whatever they might be. For some of us, just getting up in the morning can be an achievement. For others, it's climbing a mountain, achieving the peaks of performance. But for most, it's the little things that matter. And when you do this, breaking down your day into its smallest activities can help you to recognize that everything you do is an achievement. Some people even like to write down at the end of the day the things they have achieved to help them to remember, actually, it was a good day. And it is important, especially if you are tired or stressed, to take a moment and allow your mind to sift through the day you've experienced and pick up moments of achievement. I'm going to remain silent for a few moments, and you can do that now for yourself. And whether you think of anything or not, it doesn't really matter. For deep within you, your unconscious mind, the part of you that is awake even when you are asleep, knows what you have achieved, and can and will remind you in the safest and most appropriate way to help you to be the best version of yourself. Not the most productive, or the most popular, or the fastest, but the best version of you. A version that allows you to reflect. A version that allows you to be content. A version that allows you to experience every moment to the full. Remembering your achievements on a deep, subliminal level that acts as a cushion to keep you comfortable and supported, to protect you from stress or anxiety. One more deep breath, as deep as you can now, and let it go. And notice that as you do, you lift your chest, you stretch your shoulders back. Your body changes shape. And at the end of this process, when you are fully alert, you will notice that you carry yourself differently. Your eyes focused on the future. Your memory focused on the positive
all of which allows you to experience the moment to the full. And all the while you can and you will go deeper, 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 still deeper, deeper, deeper still. You have control. And in a few moments in time, in a few moments in time, you'll hear me count from 1 to 10, and at the count of 8, your eyes will naturally and easily open. And at the count of 10, you'll be fully alert. Every healthy, normal, appropriate, and positive and optimistic part of you will be back in the present, and you will feel fine, relaxed, completely in control. So ready. 1, 2, 3, more aware. 4, 5, 6, more alert. 7, start to stretch now. 8, eyes open. 9 and 10. Thank you for listening to the 100th episode of Hypno SOS. Please share, review, and follow.